Chapter 3. The next day, John came to my stable early. He put the saddle on my back and rode me to Earl's Hall Park, a few miles away. The park and house were amazing, and the stable looked very comfortable, so I was happy when John took me in there. I was even more delighted when I looked over the door and saw Ginger. I had a friend in my new home. My new master was Lord Earlshall. He came to see us, and he asked John about his new horses. "Are they calm and hard-working?" he asked. "They're both hard-working, but they have different characters," said John. "Black Beauty's calm and gentle. He had a good owner when he was with his mother. Ginger's calm too, but when she first came to us, she sometimes kicked, and she bit me once or twice. She had a cruel master before, but if you're kind to her, she won't kick or bite." "Well, we have many horses here," said Lord Earlshall, "and different stable boys to look after them, so I hope they'll all be good to them." The stable master's name was York. He had a lot of experience with horses, and he understood our needs. The next afternoon, Ginger and I had our first journey out together. York came to the stable, and he put me and Ginger in front of a carriage. We then went to the front of the house, where Lady Earlshall was waiting. She was elegant and wanted her horses to look stylish. "York," she said, "make sure you use the special reins to hold the horses' heads up."
"Yes, my lady," said York,
and he lifted our heads up higher. He didn't look happy. The reins were rather uncomfortable, but I didn't mind until we climbed a hill. Then it was very difficult to pull the carriage because I couldn't put my head down.
"I hate these reins," said Ginger. "My old master used them. Now it's not too tight, but if they pull the reins tighter, you'll see why I kicked."
The next day we went out again, and Lady Earlshall insisted that York pulled the reins tighter. Our heads were higher, so we looked fashionable, but it was more uncomfortable. Every day York had to pull the reins tighter and tighter until Ginger could not stand it any more. York pulled the reins and Ginger lifted her front legs and kicked. She kicked York and me, and the carriage fell over. York managed to free me, and he took me back to my stable. Then he went to control Ginger and took her back too. Lady Earlshall wasn't hurt, but she was very angry, and she didn't want Ginger to pull her carriage again. Lord Earlshall's son started to ride Ginger. He was young and rode her hard, so Ginger suffered a lot. About 4 months after this, the Earlshall family went to London, so I didn't have to use those painful reins anymore. Some younger family members rode me, and my life was quite happy, until one day a young stable boy decided to ride me into town. He was a good boy, called Robert, and he rode very well. But on the journey one of my shoes came off, so Robert needed to get a new one. He left me outside a pub and went for a drink with his friends. But he forgot about me and my shoe, because he didn't come out of the pub until 3 hours later. He jumped straight on my back and started to ride home. He wanted me to go faster and faster. It was dark, my foot hurt, and the road was very bad. I went faster and faster until suddenly my foot slipped and I fell onto my knees. Robert fell too and lay on the ground without moving. I couldn't get up, and we stayed there for many hours until help arrived. My knees and foot were badly damaged, and Robert was dead. Back at Earlshall Park, York was shocked to see my knees. He put me in a field to rest, and I was delighted to see my old friend Ginger was there too, but her body was badly damaged. Lord Earlshall's son was too heavy for her, and he made her run too fast, so her back and knees were damaged. She felt old and tired. Ginger and I rested together in that field for a few weeks. But one day, Lord Earlshall came to look at us with York. "Black Beauty will not fully recover," said York.
"Yes, it's a pity," said Lord Earlshall. "I think we'll have to sell him, because all the horses here need to work."
Soon after that, I had to leave my good friend Ginger and travel by train to meet my new master.